Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, the 26th of January, 2021. And the message for today is Republic Day and the Constitution of India. Republic Day honors the date on which the Constitution of India came into effect on the 26th of January, 1950, replacing the Government of India Act as the governing document of India and thus turning the nation into a newly formed republic. While Independence Day, 15th August, celebrates its freedom from British rule, the Republic Day celebrates the coming into force of its constitution. The Constituent Assembly thereafter became the Parliament of India under the provisions of the new constitution. Celebrations followed with parades, distribution of sweets in schools and colleges, with speeches and cultural programs. The Wikipedia definition of the Constitution of India states that, open quotation, it is the supreme law of India. The document lays down the framework demarcating fundamental political code, structure, procedures, powers, and duties of government institutions and sets out fundamental rights, directive principles, and the duties of citizens. Close quotation. B.R. Ambedkar wrote the Constitution of India and was the chairman of the drafting committee. There were about 308 members of the Constituent Assembly who were the signatories. The main Republic Day celebrations, as we all know, is held in the national capital of New Delhi at the Rajpath before the President of India, who takes the salute. On this day, ceremonious parades take place, which are performed as a tribute to India, its unity in diversity, and rich cultural heritage. Our constitution is completely written with no ambiguity. It focuses on the minutest aspects of the political, executive, and legal systems of the country, and it also focuses on the fundamental rights and duties of the citizens of India. Here I wish to digress a little to talk about civic responsibilities which promote the public good, because few examples of civic responsibilities, namely voting in elections and staying informed of current events, paying one's taxes, are very important. Civic responsibility means active participation in the public life of a community in an informed, committed, and constructive manner with a focus on the common good. What is the difference between civic duty and civic responsibility? While a civic duty is required by law, civic responsibility is not necessarily required by law. But a civic responsibility is stressed as a socially good behavior to perform. The essential civil liberties guaranteed are in no particular order: right to privacy, right to freedom of religion, right to free speech, and right to vote, etc. Our country is so big, with so many cultures, castes, and religions, and with so many states, that people who drafted the Constitution had to focus on the minutest of detail. Besides, the Constitution has been amended many times since, and new rules and laws have been added. India is all set to display its military might during the annual parade in Rajpath, but greatly reduced because it is for the first time that it will be held amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Much of what I have said is known to all of us. It is merely a reminder of our vows to the nation. Wishing all of you a very happy Republic Day. Let us keep this nation safe. Thank you.